Hello.
Oh, hi, Francisco, please.
Who's this?
This is Tina from Local Splash.
You're talking to Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. I was wondering, we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is Francisco the one that handles that, or would you be able to help?
He's the one that handles that, and he's out of town for work.
Oh, okay. So I'll make a note of it. Is there a number to reach him at, or when does he return back in town?
Whenever the job's done.
Okay. Let me make a note. Yeah, you have some time because right now you're just past due for $299, but come February 11th, that'll reoccur to $498. So I'm sure that the job will get done before that, right? Well, it would have to be within 3 days of the 11th of February, according to the terms that he acknowledged with his e-signature.
Yes, but I'm not sure if he's staying with it or not because we've had some issues and we did request to get assistance in getting stuff done, and I've had several arguments with the people about not being able to not have the memory in the phones because we can't delete our work off of the phones. So we can't take a video for Google location, and so we're not being found on Google. There is no actual current advertisement that we or any of our people are able to find. So we've paid $300 to start a setup to not have any leads, to not have any actual active advertising whatsoever. So he might cancel it.
So if he wanted to cancel, we cannot cancel with a past due balance, and that's because in the terms and conditions that he acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call 3 business days prior to that. Also, any cancellation within the first 3 months requires a $597 early termination fee. But I do want to
Okay,
address your
can you repeat
concern,
that?
Trisha. Yeah, I'll send you a copy of the terms too in email if you want to look at it. But it's this account requires a 3 month verbal agreement, which he agreed to, and any cancellations within the first 3 months require a $597 early termination fee. And I want to address your concerns because first page placement on Google, industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second and the third month where you really see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition. Also, I see an email was sent earlier this week that says action needed. Francisco, start Google video verification. So just so you know, Tricia, what that is that behind the scenes, Google will
They
protect you.
want us to take a 2-minute video and send it to verify location, and we do not have the memory or capability to do so. Online, it says that you can receive a postcard for location verification on Google. And we have asked for other ways to do it because that is not going to work.
So that Google video verification, usually you don't have to have any memory to do it. It's just a little form that you upload a couple of documents to. But what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation that tries to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. And I know that that email isn't intimidating because it does seem like you need a bunch of memory and like you might potentially be on a live Zoom call with a Google rep.
No, I physically tried to do it and it would not let me.
Oh, really? Okay. So if that's the case, I could probably
Nobody's
have.
intimidated by an email.
No,
I
but.
physically tried to do it. It would not let me. It said that I did not have storage. Then I tried to do it from a different phone mm-hmm. and couldn't.
And it wouldn't let you upload because of the storage. Okay, okay. So I'll reach out to the verification department and see if another option is available where you wouldn't need storage, or I could possibly have them, you know, reach out to you and walk you through it, but you might hit the same bump in the road if you've already tried it.
But once again, we're still struggling with the fact that when we struggle with something, it takes a week to try to resolve it. Multiple different people. There's not like a phone number that we can just talk directly to somebody, resolve it right then and there. We don't have the free time to sit around and be able to work on this stuff and do it, which is why we're paying somebody to do it.
So what happens when you call in? You don't get a hold of anyone, or? Because we have a phone system that even answers the phones after hours. So I'm wondering if you hit a glitch or something, or did it just take a message for you, or?
No, like when somebody calls, when they're checking on how things are going, and I tell them we're struggling and what we need, then they're like, we'll give you a call back on this date. We'll give you a call next week and check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not resolving the issue.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
like this whole stupid Google verification thing for location verification. This has been ongoing
mm-hmm.
for like 3 weeks, and it's still not resolved. And I Googled on Google how to do Google verification and what all is necessary to mm-hmm. see if there is another way to do it. And you can have something as simple as a postcard sent. And I requested that multiple times.
But that's not in our hands. So Google, I've been with this company for 14 years, but as long as they've been verifying businesses, they typically would do the postcard verification. Over the past 2 or 3 years, they've gotten more stringent on their guidelines, and I haven't seen a postcard verification go out for the last couple of years. So that's an old revision that you might have seen. It's not like anyone can go on there and just say, okay, I want to verify my business and I'm going to select send the postcard. So, and I think what's happening behind the scenes, Tricia, is again, Google will protect you from those big corporations that come in and try to steal clients, because I think what some companies were doing is they were a big corporation outside of the area. They wanted to come in and, you know, get on the first page. So they would go and set up a virtual office or something where they could receive a postcard and then call Google with the number, and then they would get published when they actually weren't in the area. So now they're getting a little bit more stringent on the guidelines. That's why, and what I meant by intimidation with that email, it wasn't that it's intimidating to upload those forms if you have memory, not at all, but it's intimidating because it asks for like 7 or 8 things, and you don't have to worry about sending 7 or 8 things. Let's say that you only have 2 or 3 things on the list. That's perfectly fine. As long as, you know, we get something, then we have something to show to Google that you're a valid business in the area, you see? So, so that's all I meant by that.
Well, the thing that really got to me was the one person that called. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to understand very well, and I speak multiple languages.
Oh,
and I had a very hard time understanding this person.
Okay.
But this person said that I needed to take pictures of all the work vehicles,
mm-hmm.
of the trucks and license plates,
mm-hmm.
and insurances, and all the business papers, and, like, take a video. I said, okay, but you don't understand. We're not, like, working out of a business. Like, we're working out of our home, and we go to these houses and put siding on them.
Yeah.
So we don't want our personal information out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the language barrier. That shouldn't have happened. But I will tell you that Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses. That's absolutely not going to be published. All they're trying to do is verify that you're actually in the area. So even if it's a residential address, it's perfectly fine, but it's not going to publish on the Google page. So once it gets verified, it will actually show Francisco Freeze Construction in Canton, Ohio, but the actual street address will be blocked out.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that, even though, you know, a lot of that documentation will have your address on it, but, you know, that's not going to be published. They know that for a home-based business.
Okay.
It's the 1242 Worley Avenue Northwest, right? That's the residential address?
Yes.
Yeah, I see there's already notes on here to hide that address. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. I'll send you the form again because what the person with the language barrier told you wasn't like you have to go around and create a video to upload. You just have to kind of upload those documents to the form. So I'll send it to you again, but in the meantime, I'm also going to have the verification department request maybe the live video option where you do just get on with a Zoom call with a Google rep.
They told me that's what they were going to do.
Yeah, but when we request it, it doesn't happen instantaneously. Sometimes it happens like 7 to 10 business days later, and I see they requested it on the 6th. So I just resent you the instructions for the regular video in case, you know, it works, you can go on and do it. If it doesn't work, don't worry. Probably within the next, you know, 3 to 5 business days, you'll hear from us with that email giving you the instructions for the live video verification. But again, all of this timeline-wise is very, very typical because, again, industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We are a premier partner, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. So we're ahead of the curve. Have you seen the website that we built for you or anything like that yet?
Yes, but you can't find it online.
Yeah, it's too early for that.
That's something.
It's too early. It's kind of like if let's say that somebody hired you guys to go and do like a siding on a, you know, on a pretty sizable house. And then I don't know how long something like that takes, but let's just say that you gave them an estimate of 3 weeks. And then a week and a half later, they're calling you and they're like, I don't see that my house looks nice and, you know, this is horrible and we want to fire you. And you'd be like, well, of course it doesn't look nice because it's not finished yet, right? We're working on it. It will be finished. It will be beautiful within the time frame, but right now it's just a little bit too early. But let me do this also, Tricia. I will text you my direct line. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. You can always use me as a point of contact. So I'll preface that by saying I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be something that you call me for that I can't help with, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can and get you to a person that speaks proper English so you don't have a language barrier, you know, that's a hiccup for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll send that to you. And then I'll follow up again if I don't hear from you maybe sometime next week, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What is the number for your contact?
It's 877-635-6225. And then you'll get, you know, thank you for calling Local Splash for this department, press this, that department, press that. It's a voice-activated system, so you can actually speak to it and say, transfer to Tina, or you can just put in 777, which is my extension. And either way, it'll circle back to my desk.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad that we talked a little bit. And then if you have any other questions, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.